الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
There is one action that invalidates the fast and mandates making up as well as an expiation. And that is only when one intentionally, willingly, whilst remembering that he's fasting, has intercourse with the spouse. So, intentionally, willingly, so if he's forced to do it, then he's not included. Forgetfully, he's not included. So, intentionally, willingly, remembering that he is fasting. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is in the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Huraira. He said, O Prophet of Allah, I'm destroyed. He said, what did you do? He said, I had intercourse with my spouse during the day whilst fasting in Ramadan. He said, do you have means to free a slave? He said, no. He said, are you strong enough to fast 60 consecutive days, non-stop, no interruptions? He said, no, I can't. He said, do you have money to feed 60 poor people? He said, no, I don't. So the Prophet ﷺ remained silent and the man sat. A short while later, the Prophet ﷺ was brought a container of dates. So he said, where is the man who just asked me the question? He said, here I am, O Prophet of Allah ﷺ. He said, take this and go give it to a poor or needy family in Medina. He said, I swear by Allah who has sent you with the truth, I don't think that there is a family in Medina poorer than my family. So the Prophet ﷺ said, then take these dates and feed them to your family. And he laughed sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the Sahabi, the companion said, we saw his moral teeth out of laughter. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was laughing to the situation of this man who violated his siyam but then took food and gave it to his family as a result. Now, is this something that the woman is addressed with too? The expiation? It's different types. First type is a woman who willingly did it with her husband. Then, she's also addressed and she must also expiate. But, if her husband forced her, then the predominant opinion is that she is not addressed with the expiation. She is not to expiate, but only to make up. What if someone is making up for Ramadan and it's not during Ramadan and he does that? He doesn't have to expiate, but he must make it up. The order in which one expiates for this violation is the order mentioned in the narration. He must free a slave. If he can't, then he or doesn't find, like in our time now, there are no slaves. Then he must fast 60 consecutive days, non-stop. If he interrupts at day 58, 59, then he must start all over again from day one. Right? So if he goes on, holding on, 56, 57, 58, 59, and then breaks a day, then you start count day one, day two, day three, and so on. Difficult, well, it's a consequence of negligence and giving in to the shaitan and to our desires. But that does not include the interruption happening due to the days of Eid, because we're commanded not to fast. This does not interrupt the sequence of the days or the continuity of the fast. Making up for Ramadan can be done anytime, and it doesn't have to be in succession. If someone missed, say, on a travel or a sickness, or the ladies for their monthly periods or something, missed 3, 5, 10 days, whatever, he can make it up, or she can make it up until next Sha'ban, right? As Aisha radiallahu anha used to do. She used to make up in the Sha'ban of the following year, prior to the following Ramadan. And it doesn't have to be all in one go. Someone who dies and did not fast, what is the condition there? Well, there are two people or two types of people. He did not fast whilst able to fast. And there are two branches to this. Was he excused or was he not excused? If he did not fast, if he did not make up for his fast whilst able to fast and had no excuse, then his guardian, and a guardian here is a relative or an heir, needs to feed a poor person as a way of giving charity on his behalf. It's not to make up for these days because he had no excuse. Now, if he had a legitimate excuse, then his guardian would feed someone on his behalf. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, if someone fasts and he owes days of fasting, then let people, meaning his relatives or heirs, feed a person, a needy person, for every day he owes. And this is reported by At-Tirmidhi, and Sheikh Al-Albani ruled it to be an authentic narration. Someone who didn't fast but was not able to fast during his life. The Prophet ﷺ was approached, and this is narration by Ibn Abbas, reported by Imam Ahmad, and Sheikh Al-Arnaut rahmatullah alayh ruled it to be authentic according to the conditions of authenticity of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, my mom died and she owed a month of fasting. Should I fast? He said, if she owed money, would you not pay it back? He said, yes. If she was indebted with money, he said, yes, I would pay it back. He said, then the debt of Allah azza wa jal is worthier to be paid back. Fast on her behalf. Let me conclude the session with mentioning things that are recommended for a person to do whilst fasting, and particularly during Ramadan. As we said, the objective of fasting is to obtain piety. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Perhaps that you can attain or achieve piety or Allah consciousness. So anything that serves this purpose, anything that goes in this direction is encouraged and recommended. Number one is Quran. The Prophet ﷺ used to review Quran with Jibreel every year. Once, except for the year of his death, he reviewed it twice. And there are too many narrations, too many stories on about the companions and about the Salaf, may Allah have mercy upon them, how they used to concentrate and focus on the recitation of Quran during Ramadan. Number two, mentioning Allah Azza wa Jal in general. Number three, giving out in charity. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and this is mentioned in the book of Imam Bukhari, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of people. There is no one who was more generous than him in giving out in charity. And he was the most generous during Ramadan. When Jibreel came down to review the Quran with him, he would be faster in generosity, meaning in spending, than a blowing wind that continuously blows.
Look at the beautiful description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Charity. Number 5. I lost count here. Praying Taraweeh. And remaining with the Imam, leading the Salah, until he concludes. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the result of that is that it would be counted as if you had prayed the entire night. So, if Allah Azza wa Jal decrees and you're passing by and it is time to pray Salatul Isha and Taraweeh and you can't make it, if you try to go elsewhere, you would lose it. And you happen to be in a masjid where the Imam's voice is not very pleasant, then tolerate it for the reward for that day. Tolerate it and then look for another masjid or make sure you're near the masjid that you want to pray in the following night. Next is i'tikaf, which is residence in the masjid in seclusion, not in socialization. A lot of people gather and socialize a lot in i'tikaf with the intention of worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you go to i'tikaf, inshallah, make sure that you don't talk a lot. You don't socialize a lot. You're not there to do that. You can do that at home. You can call your friends. I've been in an i'tikaf where people had internet and they were actually using the internet during i'tikaf and surfing the net whilst in i'tikaf and calling the wife 300 times and calling all the friends. So what's the purpose of i'tikaf if you're going to be doing everything else that you're doing in life in a normal situation except for what you're supposed to be doing, which is secluding yourself from everything to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make sure if Allah blesses us and we go in i'tikaf, to be in i'tikaf. Another recommended act is performing umrah during Ramadan for those who can do it, whether yani, they can take time off or they can afford it or cannot afford it, whatever. Because it's equivalent to performing hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, عُمْرَةٌ فِي رَمَضَانَ كَحَجَّةٍ مَعِي. Performing a umrah during Ramadan is equivalent to performing hajj with me. Right? Finally, it is very encouraged and recommended to feed people who are fasting, to give them the fast-breaking meal, which is called iftar al-sa'im. Right? What's the result of that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does that will get the reward of that fasting person without diminishing his reward. So you were fasting that day and you saw a group of people and you gave them food. 10. So you've actually fasted, got the reward of fasting 10 plus 1, 11 days. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us, to prolong our lives, to make us reach Ramadan, and enable us, whilst in Ramadan, to perform all different types or acts of worship and make it sincere for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and accept them from us and free us from fire, because Allah Azza wa Jal during Ramadan every night frees a set group of people, of the believers, from hellfire. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us amongst those who are freed from hellfire during Ramadan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.